Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. There's JJ over there. Let's get to it and talk about maybe the most famous painting in all the world.
Perhaps.
Sad Clown Hobo.
By John Wayne Gacy.
Right.
Have you seen the Mona Lisa?
I have.
Same here. I'm sure your first impression, like many people, was, sure is small.
It's impossible to not have. You can go into it saying, I'm not going to think that. I've been prepped. I'm not going to let myself think that, and you will think that.
Yeah, it's 2 feet 6 inches by 1 foot 9 inches.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small little painting.
It is, and they have it behind some seriously protective casing.
Yep.
You can't get too terribly close to it.
Nope.
You can get kind of close, but not, you know, you can't just walk up right on it.
No.
And I think we talked a lot about why they have it under that casing in our How the Louvre Works episode, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think we covered that. This is a little more about the lady herself. They think for sure that Mona Lisa was a person.
Yeah,
a real person, and there's been a lot of debate over the years, but the current thinking is...
What's her name?
Oh, boy. Is Lisa Gherardini del Giocondo.
Nice.
Also known as La Gioconda.
Very nice, Chuck.
Because she's a lady.
Yep.
And she was a wealthy woman married to a wealthy silk merchant, and the thinking is that he had this commissioned to celebrate the birth of the impending birth of a child.
Yeah, and it's bizarre to think that we don't know much about the Mona Lisa. It's not that old. I mean, Da Vinci started it, I think,
1503 is when he started the painting.
Exactly, which is what I was going to say eventually.
Okay.
So it's not so ridiculously old that it's just completely lost to history, and yet it is, because the Giocondo family never took possession of it. And the reason that they think that, they're almost certain that that is who it is, that it's La Gioconda in that painting, is that there was a book written about it in the time that Leonardo da Vinci's sons were still alive,
mm-hmm.
and so still around to refute this if it was incorrect, that it was her, that she was the one who was seated there. And then years and years later, somebody found a margin note somewhere in some book or some notebook that said as much, that Lisa Gherardini,
mm-hmm.
Was the Mona Lisa, and that she was going to be sitting for this work that da Vinci was working on.
Right, and they speculate about the impending pregnancy because she has some kind of loose clothing on, and that little smile is interpreted as, oh, guess what's coming? I'm about to give birth.
I can't wait.
So we should probably talk a little bit about the artistry of the Mona Lisa. I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. Meh.
Oh, really? Are you crazy? You don't like it?
It's not that I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of portraiture, period. Not a lot of portraits knock me out like other paintings do.
Okay.
I can appreciate them for sure.
Yeah.
But I've never looked at a portrait and been like, man, I want that in my house so bad.
Not a big Rembrandt fan, huh?
Nah.
So I think one of the reasons I appreciate it, Chuck, is because I recently saw Decoding Da Vinci, Nova documentary.
The Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah. He's got a mullet in it running around all over the place. No, this was even more legitimate than that.
Oh, wow.
But they really go into, you know, the techniques that he used in this painting, especially the sfumato method that he's very well known for, which uses shading and just some other stuff. You're going to have to watch the Nova episode for it to be explained. But the upshot of it is there's no lines in the Mona Lisa. There's no hard lines. There's no, he didn't paint a line. He suggested lines. Every line in that painting doesn't actually exist. It's all an illusion created by the painting techniques that he was using on the Mona Lisa. And they really go to town explaining this, and it really makes it that much easier to appreciate.
Yeah, another thing that's mentioned here in the House of Works article is the fact, and this kind of stood out to me, is mostly when you see portraits, especially, oh my Lord,
sure.
From that era, is you have someone in a room, maybe, and not necessarily a landscape as well.
Right.
There were landscapes and there were portraits, and never the twain shall meet. But he blended those two things together, and there is a landscape behind the Mona Lisa and an aerial perspective, and she's very much in a big open space with these mountains and winding paths behind her. Mm-hmm. And your eye doesn't always go to that because you're looking at that face and that smile.
Right.
But that dreamy landscape is certainly back there.
Yeah, and I think what they're remarking about is that it's supposedly an imaginary landscape, and that most people didn't paint imaginary ones. And people have tried to prove that it actually is an imaginary. Most recently, a pair of Italian researchers, Olivia Neschi and Rosetta Borchia. I don't do it nearly as well as you. But they said, no, it's this place in Montefeltro in the east of Italy, east of Florence, on the Adriatic coast. And they're like, this mountain is this one. This is this mountain. They said this bridge used to be there, but it's since been destroyed. This lake is no longer here. It's filled in by mudslides. But they're pretty sure they pinpointed it. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're correct. It's still speculative, but they seem to have a pretty good case to back it up.
But their supposition is that La Gioconda posed in front of that?
No, just that he that's what he painted.
Okay.
You know?
Gotcha.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't think that they were saying, like, he made her sit there for 4 years or that she was ever even there, but that it wasn't. Their point is that it's not a made-up landscape.
Well, no. I mean, I'm sure he took a photograph of her, right, and then just worked from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knowing Da Vinci, he probably did.
I will say that the Mona Lisa's eyes following you, the Mona Lisa effect— Mm-hmm. Which he did not invent, but it is referred to that way anyway. Yeah. And I know you're pretty pretty into this idea that eyes can follow you.
Sure.
That works on a laptop even.
It does, and that's a whole other short stuff if you ask me. But this this Mona Lisa effect, it being called that, the eyes following you around the room in a painting, that's actually a misnomer. Because they've proven that the Mona Lisa does not actually demonstrate the Mona Lisa effect.
Oh, it did to me, man.
Does it?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was the fact that I got super drunk at lunch. But
sure.
I was sitting at my desk, and I was going, you know, heavy back and forth to the left and right, and they seemed to be following me. Or maybe it was suggested, so I saw it that way. I don't know.
I wonder that, man. I wonder if that is because— When I looked and saw that she doesn't have that effect, I was like, oh, yeah, I totally see it. Some researchers measured where people pointed on the screen or pointed on themselves where she was looking, and most people said she was looking past them to their right about at a 30-degree angle.
Well, it may have been power suggestion.
Yeah. For both of us, who knows?
All right. Well, let's take a break here, and then we will say— a little bit about when and why the Mona Lisa became soups famous.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Chuck, I thought that break would never come.
Right?
So it's funny to think, as famous as the Mona Lisa is, but she was fairly neglected by the world until the mid-19th century. And even then, just like a small little group of French art critics finally discovered, you know, this Da Vinci painting and were like, this is a masterpiece. This is an amazing work of Renaissance art. We haven't noticed all these few hundred years, but it's amazing. They didn't really tell the rest of the world. And people liked the Mona Lisa. It was fine. But it wasn't until she was stolen off of the wall in the Louvre in 1911 that the world really sat up and took notice. It's very much like that Cinderella song, you don't know what you got until it's gone. That happened with the Mona Lisa, too.
I think they wrote that about the Mona Lisa, right?
Probably.
August 21st, 1911, there were three handymen that just kind of went out the side door with the Mona Lisa. It took 26, and this is kind of evidence that she wasn't that big of a deal yet. It took a whole 26 hours before anyone even noticed she was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas today, you know, there would be alarm bells like the second it was removed.
Yes. Yeah.
But it was put in the papers, and all of a sudden it kind of ran away in the press. The Louvre shut down for a week, and everyone from Pablo Picasso to J.P. Morgan were named as potential suspects.
Yeah, they thought J.P. Morgan was financing people to steal like artworks for him.
Amazing.
Yeah, and actually, it's funny that raises this other thing, Chuck. Real quick, there are accusations against wealthy Chinese people, like who are funding art heists to repatriate Chinese art.
Oh, interesting.
And there's like a whole string of art heists around the world that are just ancient Chinese works of art. And they think that some people in China are financing it. It was a GQ article called The Great Chinese Art Heist.
Wow. Well, I certainly believe in repatriation to a certain degree, but I don't know if you should go to that length.
Right.
So anyway, the newspapers get it out. Louvre shuts down. People were coming to the museum to see what was known as the Mark of Shame, that empty, you know, non-cigarette stained square on the wall. And everyone went, is that how big it is?
Right.
That little non-dusty square.
Yeah.
And then it took a full 28 months for this thing to finally reappear with an attempted resale from Vincenzo Perugia. And the owner of the art gallery that was being offered this painting said, yeah, this is the Mona Lisa. You know what? I'm going to make sure you get a good reward for this. Just stick around and stay right there. I'm going to go in the other room and make a quick phone call to the reward center.
Right. And make sure you get your reward. So just reward right there, reward.
And then Homer Simpson just stood in place and waited for the Italian polizia to come.
Yep. And he got busted, and he got 8 months in prison for this. It was a pretty big art heist, but he was in Florence trying to sell it. So he'd stolen it from the Louvre in Paris. And his defense was, Napoleon stole this from us, and I was repatriating it myself. And I think he actually kind of got, you know, 8 months isn't exactly a slap on the wrist, but it's also not a ridiculous sentence either for what he got, for what he did. So I think that actually helped. That defense worked.
Do you know if he ratted out his two buddies?
I don't know. And I don't know if it would have mattered because he was the one that lived with it in like the false bottom of his steamer trunk in his apartment for 2 years before he tried to sell it. So I don't know if it would have helped at all.
Man, I wish I had a false bottom. Steamer trunk. It'd be pretty handy.
Oh. I thought you meant like a bottom.
No. Just a false bottom trunk seems like a...
False bottom girls, they make the rock and roll go around kind of false bottom.
Stop it.
Can we say that? It's not the 70s any longer.
I think we're okay.
Okay. You got anything else?
Nothing.
Well, then everybody, Short Stuff says, arrivederci.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.